The Great Train Race is on next Sunday, and tell us a bit more about it. The event organiser is Brian Lyons from Everyday Lyons. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Martin. Thanks for having me on the show today, mate.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, this is the second year you've... you resurrected the Great Train Race last year, and, of course, you've gone on to do other things now with the Run Devonport and, of course, the Giant Christmas Devonport Run, which have both been huge successes. So congratulations on that. But a couple of changes to this year's event. In addition to the 7K, you've also got a 3.5 for people who aren't as fit or a bit older like me, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's something that we've added this year, and it's something really, really exciting. So participants will actually catch a train from the Don River Railway and then make their way back, and you don't have to run. You can walk or skip or do anything you want to do, basically, to get back to the railway station, and that's something really, really cool that we've added this year as well.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, the Great Train Race, of course, you're racing against the Don River Railway train. The 7K is from the train station out to Coles Beach and back. And not everyone beats the train. It's, I wouldn't say not just elite runners, but you have to be fairly slippery to get back ahead of the train, don't you?
Yeah, so for the 3.5K event, you've got to run 15 minutes, which is about 4:35 pace, I think, from memory. And the 7K is going to be 31 or 32. Hopefully the train's not as fast this year. They got a little bit excited. I think they thought that they're actually racing the runners instead of the runners racing the train. So,
and it's a family day, of course, and you've also got a 2 kilometre kids race. I think you had that last year as well, but you've added a 400-metre one as well, which is almost a sprint.
Yeah, that's it. And that's just for kids for 8 years of age and under, and that's only $5 to enter, and the pricing is not going to change on that one as well. So we really want to make it a really inclusive, family-friendly event. Doesn't matter the distance. You can walk or run, and it should be a really, really great day.
Now, it's only 8 days away, so I'm tipping that early bird entries are already closed, but you'll take entries right up until this time next week, won't you?
Absolutely, yep. So the online entries will close at 3 p.m. on Saturday the 23rd, so the day before, and then we're taking on the day entries from 4 to 6 in the morning.
Okay, now numbers, how many are you expecting? Because last year was a bit of an unknown because the race hadn't been held, I guess, from maybe 10 or more years, and you resurrected it and you got a very good response. So what are you looking for next week?
Yeah, so we're close to 400 now, and we hope by race day we'll be just over the 500 mark, which will be another increase on last year, which will be a couple of hundred more, which is awesome, and we're stoked about that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And, of course, we've had a bit of work done on the track. The council have been in there doing a few burn-offs and things, so the conditions should be quite good and you know, easy and flat, apart from the uphill bits for runners. Most of it's flat.
Yeah, it's a pretty good course, and last year there's a fair bit of work done throughout the track. So those, you know, if you're familiar with the walking track, there's a few bumpy bits, but all those bumpy bits have been smoothed out, and even next year it'll even be better. I think there's plans for more works as well. So it's still a tough course, but it's going to be smooth anyway.
Yeah, there's from the Coles Beach up to the pool is pretty tough. It's a little bit of uphill there, and then you get a bit of uphill downhill on the other side of the pool as well. So with the 7K race, we don't expect too many runners to beat the train, maybe 50 or more, but up the pointy end, what are we looking for from the elites?
Yeah, so at the moment we have Millie Clark entered. So if you're not familiar with Millie, she's
too short for her, I reckon. she's a marathoner.
Yeah. Yeah, so she'd be in training for something big, I reckon, probably later in the year. And then we've got Dave Thomas as well. You'd be familiar with Dave.
Yes.
But for those people who aren't, he's a guy dressed in tattoos, and I'm pretty sure a few people listening might be familiar with Dave anyway.
Absolutely, and a gun runner too, and I'm sure that Millie's probably getting herself ready for a Commonwealth Games marathon or something like that, because she's a very good distance runner.
Yeah, she's awesome, and it's awesome that she wants to run our race, and we're just really, really grateful for that as well.
Yeah, so for people that aren't actually motivated enough to actually go on the race themselves, if you want to go down and spectate, you're going to see some really top-class runners at the pointy end of the field.
Yeah, and you can even catch our spectator train as well, mate, in the 7K event. And that's only $10, so you can buy a spectator ticket on the day and ride the train and watch the 7K event, which is really cool as well. That's something new that we've added.
Yeah, what a great way to watch the race, actually. One of the things I really enjoy as a motorcycle scout on cycling races, you're right in the middle of it and you're part of it. And I guess that'll be the same feeling on the spectator train because you'll be watching the runners for a good chunk of the course.
Yeah, that's it. I think well, it takes about half an hour. So, like, you'd be probably be seeing 60-70% of the runners, mate, which is awesome because you'll stop at halfway and then you'll see the people for like 10 minutes and then you'll jump back on board and pass them on the way back, which is really cool.
Well, I know, from the other fun runs that you organise, there are a lot of people that go out and just simply spectate. So it's a great opportunity to have a train ride and watch the race as well.
Absolutely, and we encourage people to do that. We're looking for a really party atmosphere out there in the day, and having spectators watching sort of adds to that. So if they can clap and cheer and watch their loved ones or their family and friends, we really encourage that.
Yeah, and yell encouragement or insults, whatever they feel like on the day.
That's it. Hopefully they're fairly nice.
Just a quick plug, Brian, for people to go. You mentioned entries online, where they need to go.
Yep, so if you head over to www.thegreattrainrace.com, you'll get to our homepage and then you'll see a big register here button and that'll take you to the entry portal.
Terrific. Thank you for organising the race. We need more of these types of events. So good luck with it next Sunday and thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, mate, Martin. Thank you so much, mate.